Archbishop Fulton Sheen once famously said, "There are not 100 people who hate the Catholic Church, but there are millions who hate what they believe is the Catholic Church." And this is true. Most people have false ideas about what the Catholic Church believes and what the Catholic Church is. In part, the purpose of this channel is to correct those erroneous ideas and say the truth about the Catholic Church. Whether you agree with it or not, at least disagree with what we actually believe. But this begs the question, why do so many people have false ideas about the Catholic Church? And how is it that the Catholic Church has lasted so long? It is the oldest institution on earth. Arguably, it's been around for 2,000 years. But nobody can deny that it's been around for at least 1,700 years. Of course, the historical evidence points to 2,000 years. But even those who falsely believe that it was started by Emperor Constantine and didn't exist before then have to admit that it's been around for at least 1,700 years. Empires have risen, conquered the world, and fallen time and time again during the time that the Catholic Church has been in existence, and will continue to do so. The Catholic Church will exist till the end of time. Christ said of his church, "The gates of hell will not prevail against it," and that church is the Catholic Church. There is no other church except for the Catholic Church. All other, quote, churches are simply Christian communities who do not recognize the authority of the Catholic Church, even though they all came from the Catholic Church. I'm sorry, but pick up a history book and read it. The Catholic Church was the first, and everyone split away from it. Which partly answers the question as to why so many people have false ideas about the Catholic Church. One major reason is that the leaders of these rebellious Christian communities lie about it. I've already done a couple of videos on these liars and the lies they tell, and will continue to do so. But you don't have books and books written and video after video made by people lying about and distorting the views and beliefs of the Methodists or the Baptists or the Presbyterians, only the Catholic Church. And the reason is because the Catholic Church is the one true church that Christ established, and outside of it there is no salvation, and those other churches don't like that. I have well-meaning Protestant friends who give me these books and videos that talk about Catholics worshiping Mary and re-sacrificing Christ in the Mass, and the Pope being the personification of Christ, and what they don't understand is that that stuff is not made for me, because I know the truth. I know those are lies. Those books and videos are made for them, so they won't look into the Catholic Church and discover the truth for themselves, because if they do that, they might become Catholic, and these false teachers don't want that. They know that eventually every Protestant is going to say to themselves, "What happened during the first 1,600 years of Christianity?" Because that's not talked about in Protestant churches. It's what happened in the Bible, and then fast forward to today. But if you were to look into that, if you study history, you will find the Catholic Church, and that might compel you to become Catholic, and again, they don't want that. Even though these Protestants disagree among themselves about doctrine, thanks to the heresy of Scripture alone, one thing they do agree on is anything but Catholic. Because the whole point of Protestantism is not Catholic. And it's not about the doctrines as they claim. A Protestant Christian denomination might have more in common with the Catholic Church as far as beliefs than another Protestant denomination, but they will excuse the differences with the other Protestant church and condemn the Catholic Church for the small differences they have with it. And it's not that the disputed Catholic doctrines are not in Scripture as they claim. There is as much or more scriptural support for the real presence, purgatory, the Immaculate Conception, papal infallibility, etc., as there is for salvation through faith alone, once saved, always saved, Scripture alone, ask Jesus into your heart, the pre-tribulation rapture, etc. It's the authority that they don't like. And so they point to the corruption in the Catholic Church. The Protestant Revolution lives or dies on the corruption of the Catholic Church. The idea is the church is corrupt, therefore these doctrines must be wrong. And yes, the church is corrupt. It always has been, ever since Judas betrayed our Lord. But just because the church is corrupt doesn't mean the doctrines are wrong, including indulgences. And of course, they might have a point if they had eradicated corruption in their own leadership. But how does corruption in the Catholic Church disprove Mary's Immaculate Conception or the existence of purgatory, the real presence in the Eucharist, even papal infallibility? If you understood the doctrine of papal infallibility, you would see that the fact that popes have been corrupt does not disprove it. All it proves is that the church is run by sinful, and sometimes very sinful men. Granted, you're not going to get an argument from me on that. And even non-Christians take aim at the Catholic Church. Atheists and non-Christian conspiracy theorists blame everything on the Catholic Church, and their accusations contradict each other. Atheists claim that the Catholic Church persecuted Galileo and tried to keep modern scientific heliocentric cosmology out of science. But then some conspiracy theorists say it was the Catholic Church who forced the heliocentric model on science. Which is it? They both can't be true. Of course, neither one of them are true, but that's for another video. Faithful Catholics today who love the Church are concerned, and her enemies are elated because it looks like the Church is about to implode and collapse. But it's been that way at any point in its long 2,000-year history. The Church has always been in crisis. It has perpetually had corrupt leaders who served their own self-interest and even themselves worked for the Church's destruction. Empires have risen up against it, and yet they're all gone, and the Church is still here. This fact alone has converted people, because there's no way that a human institution could have lasted for 2,000 years being that corrupt and with that incompetent of leadership. The Roman Empire tried to eradicate it, then it became part of the Church. Then when it fell, the Church found itself surrounded by vicious pagan barbarians who tried to eradicate it. Within a few hundred years, they had all converted and become part of the Church, and we had the glory of Christendom. Then the Mohammedans tried to invade, then the Ottoman Empire, then the Protestant Revolt. All these things came and threatened the Church's very existence, yet they're all gone and the Church is still here. And that's what will happen with our current crisis. The Church has been infiltrated by communists and Freemasons. This has been going on for about 100 years, and they're in charge of the Church and trying to destroy it. As said in the Fatima prophecy, the apostasy will begin at the top, and that probably means what you think it means. But if we fast forward a couple 100 years from now, or perhaps even much less than that, they'll be gone and the Church will still be here. All the Church's enemies, Freemasonry, the Mohammedans, communism, perhaps even Protestantism, will all be gone and the Church will remain. I know this because the Catholic prophecies over the last few 100 years that predicted what we are going through now say so. Prophecies from various saints and apparitions of Our Lady have all said this crisis was going to happen and that what's going to come on the other side of it is the triumph of the Immaculate Heart, the triumph of the Church, and the destruction of all the Church's enemies. And so here's the answer to the question. Why does everyone hate the Catholic Church or what they think is the Catholic Church? Why are there so many lies and distortions told about the Catholic Church? And why has it lasted so long in spite of itself? Because it is what it claims to be, the Bride of Christ, the one true Church that Christ established. And so we should expect that the world would hate it. Christ said in John 15:18, "If the world hates you, know that it hated me before it hated you. Therefore the world hates you. The servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you." Jesus also said in Matthew 10:24, "A disciple is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his master. It is enough for the disciple to be like his teacher and the servant like his master. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more will they malign those in the household?" Isn't that interesting? How often have Protestants accused the Catholic Church of being from Satan? Well, the Jewish authorities accused Jesus of being from the devil, and he said the same would be said about his church. There are so many lies and distortions about the Catholic Church because Satan hates it, and Satan is the ruler of this world. He inspires all this activity against the Catholic Church, including the Protestant revolt. The spirit of revolution and disobedience is not the Holy Spirit. And lies don't come from the Holy Spirit, they come from the father of lies, Satan. The world hates the Catholic Church because Satan hates the Catholic Church. So stay Catholic, my friends. And if you're not Catholic, become Catholic. Because it is the true Church, the Church Christ established, and He desires all men to be in it. Regardless of what it looks like right now, it is the truth. And God's in charge. He knows what's going on. And He's going to save His Church. Until my next video, God bless.